West Coast College Training, July 4th through 11th, Occidental, California. Title, Christ Our Portion. Morning Session 2, Message 2. Interceding in twos or threes and persevering in prayer. Scripture reading, Matthew 18:18 through 20, and Colossians 4:2-3.
Amen. Mighty name! In that name, we're winners. Amen. Well, yesterday morning, Brother Samuel and Scott, they helped us to appreciate that the college years are the golden years for our preaching of the gospel. And I don't know if I have the liberty to connect the two. I think they go really well together. But I liked combining two of the pictures that they gave us. One is, we need to lift up our eyes to see that the fields are white. You know, we need to lift up our eyes. Lord, lift up my eyes to see that the fields are white at UCI. Amen. The fields are white at Cal State Long Beach. Amen. And we need to do this before the head of the barley drops. That's the other picture. Just enjoy. We have to lift up our eyes before the heads of the barley drop. You know, in this golden opportunity, 4 years, 5 years, maybe 6 years, I don't know, we're not going to get it again. This is the time of life. It's the time when the fruit is ripe. Lord, we're willing. We just pray, Lord, we're willing. And how about we read the title together, starting with interceding in twos or threes, all together. And all together on Roman 1.
In order to preach the gospel and bear fruit, we first need to intercede in twos or threes, bringing people to the Lord with binding and releasing prayers.
So there's a lot packed into that Roman numeral, but I hope that you could circle the word first. First, we need to intercede in twos or threes. And there's a verse, 1 Timothy 2:1. It says, I exhort, therefore, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercessions, thanksgivings be made on behalf of all men. So first of all, prayer. And I just had a question. I was curious if anyone here in this room received the word of the gospel and was saved during their college years. If you were, could you raise your hand? Just curious. Okay, there are a couple here. Praise the Lord. It's a real encouragement. Okay, to those ones, weren't you thankful that someone denied their fears, befriended you, spoke a word of life to you? Amen.
Amen.
Well, I'd like to say something else that may be unbeknownst to you. I don't know. You may realize it. But I can say this in full assurance because of a principle in the New Testament that someone also prayed for you. And likely, not just someone, maybe two or maybe three, prayed for each one of you. And you know, this is actually a principle in the New Testament that God has never saved someone by himself. There's a story in Acts 10 with the house of Cornelius and his family. You know what God did? He sent an angel to prepare Cornelius and his family. He could do that. But the angel didn't have the obligation, didn't have the privilege to speak the gospel to Cornelius. For that, the privilege was Peter's. The privilege of the gospel is for man. This is the principle of incarnation. It's simple. It's just that God has limited himself to man. How, you know, colossal is that? He is, as an early Christian put it, he's like a powerful locomotive, you know, so strong, so full of burden, so full of feeling, so full of reaching power. But the prayers are the tracks. This is getting back to prayer. The prayers are the tracks which allow this powerful Lord with his will, which is what? That all men would be saved.
Amen.
Allows that powerful God to save. And I found this quote here. A Christian who was a leading figure of the Welsh Revival, his name was Evan Roberts, he put it this way. He said that there is an order to the way that God works. One, God has a desire. Two, through the Holy Spirit, He puts that desire into His children's hearts. Three, His children turn that desire back in prayer to Him. And four, He carries out that desire. You see that? There's like a circle that passes through every one of us. The train wants to make its way across every campus, all across Southern California, all across the U.S. He passes through you. He burdens you with your friend. He burdens you with your relatives. And you utter that back in prayer, then the Lord has the way to answer that prayer.
Amen.
How about this read A there to intercede all together?
Intercede is to approach God in a personal and inviting manner, to intervene, interfere before God in others' affairs for their benefit.
So this is a really good definition of what intercession is. And the reference in Genesis 18 there is for the time when Jehovah came as a man to visit Abraham. And this was very, very intimate. I mean, He hadn't been incarnated as Jesus, but somehow He came as a man. He fellowshipped with Abraham. Then it seemed like He was leaving a little bit. Abraham lingered with Him, and Jehovah basically realized, can I not hide what's in my heart from this one? And He began to open up about Sodom and Gomorrah. But what was He really opening up? His intention to save Lot and his family. And this is a key point. Who can the Lord come to save a given person? He can't do it directly. Who's the best person? In this case, Abraham was the one. He was the best one to save Ezra's, I don't know if you have chem class, your chemistry lab partner or your best friend. Who's the one? Someone else? No. Ezra's the best one. The burden lies straight upon us that we have many acquaintances close to us, and we with our companions are the best one to pray. And I have a high school friend that I've kept in contact with. He went to Berkeley and he studied astronomy. And right after graduating, he went to Hollywood because he had a dream to pursue screenwriting. And he's been there for the past few years. I'm in Los Angeles myself. And I recently heard that that dream didn't pan out. He lost interest in it. It didn't fulfill what he thought it would. And he's determined now for a year to go to Israel to seek the meaning of life. But the thing is, he's open to everything. He's been asking our Buddhist friend for books on Buddhism. He's volunteering at a Jewish synagogue. And the Lord, in a prayer time, came to me and spoke to me, who's the person that can save Heath Gibson? I am. Me and my companions. And we'll get into the twos and threes. But I'm the best one. I'm the best one with my companion. No other way the Lord can reach this one. And how about we read B all together, and then brothers one and sisters two. Brothers one.
When we pray, we should simply tell the Lord directly what we want. There is no need for us to pray long prayers. Mm-hmm. We should teach, explain, and expound the scriptures to the Lord.
Sisters two.
We do not need to pray too long. Instead, we should simply mention those for whom we are burdened in a definite way by name.
Amen. So how do we pray? We pray consistently, and Brother Robert will share about this. We pray in the Spirit, and we pray in harmony with our companions. And you know what a big killer of all those points is? Long prayers. You know, a long prayer is a prayer of composition. It's not a prayer of burden. A short prayer is full of burden. And a long prayer kills. It'll kill you. It'll kill your companions. But a short prayer stirs up the Spirit.
Amen.
And a lot of times, the only reason why the long prayers don't work is they explain a lot. Like, Lord, I'm here before you. I'm not praying for myself, Lord. I'm in the heavens. I'm even on the throne, Lord. I'm explaining a lot to the Lord. And I like the example in Mark 10. There was a blind beggar named Bartimaeus.
Yeah.
And he was crying out, "Lord, Son of David, you know, have mercy on me." And he kept crying that out. And the onlookers, you know, "Keep it down, keep it down." He cried out all the more. And the Lord came up to him. And you know the question that he asked? He said, "What do you want me to do for you?" The Lord is very direct. Lord, you're on the throne. Lord, I'm far above all with you. Lord, no. Bartimaeus said, "Lord, that I might receive my sight."
Amen.
And I felt the same way. Lord, save Heath.
Amen.
Direct. Lord, baptize Heath.
Amen.
Lord, save Heath's entire family.
Amen.
Direct prayers jump right to the point. And the Lord has the way to answer those kind of prayers.
Amen.
Those kind of prayers stir up the spirit. Those kind of prayers keep us in harmony with one another.
Amen.
Those kind of prayers demand that the Lord answers them. And Josh here actually has some testimony, even speaking and praying in a specific way like that.
Well, I have a short testimony just of learning this year how to just a little bit. Praying in the short, direct prayers, bold, burden. This last semester, just before the semester started, my companion and I, before going into class, we were just praying that there would be actually some sons of peace in our classes, and we just went over our class schedules and prayed for each class. This is before the semester began. And we just trusted that in the prayer that the Lord would not only bring them, provide them sitting next to us, but that the Lord would provide an opportunity.
Amen.
So our intention was to pray and wait on the Lord for an opportunity to speak. And anyway, so in one particular, this is my chemistry lab. I was randomly, just arbitrarily assigned a chemistry partner in the lab, and got his name, and we got a lot of our classmates. We had a list of all the ones sitting next to us, and our goal was actually, we were praying. Another thing we said, "Lord, give us friends." We wanted friends. No, well, in the classes as gospel contacts. So we prayed directly for friends. And then we prayed, "Lord, give us contact out of class." So this particular chemistry lab, it was just awesome. We were together. So we get together during the week and do our work together. Then we started studying. We found out we had another common class. We started to begin studying. And then the burden was welling up in us. So we begin to, each of us had, different classmates we were praying for, but for this one in particular, praying that I could just dispense a little something each time I was with them.
Amen.
So it got to the point, each time I try to just let him know a little something I enjoyed at Christ that day in my reading. And he would say, it got to the point, he said, "What'd you enjoy at Christ today?" Every last time. So I'm at least three times a week. I believe there was sweeping going on in him, and there was just, and it was, there was even preparing, but then, through the companion prayer, we just kept coming back and keeping this one in our prayers, and about two-thirds of the way through the semester, we were praying, "Lord, just bring him to a home meeting, or give us a way to preach the gospel to him." And actually, we were having Tuesday, we meet on top of the tallest parking structure on campus, on the very top, and we were up there praying, our companion time, and he called me, and he said he was coming early for the study time, and he ended up riding his bike. And I didn't want to tell him where I was, because I'm like, I'm with someone praying, but he was just tell me where you are, I just need to see you right now. So he came up there, and we just had started praying, but we ended up somehow preaching the gospel. It just kind of came out.
Amen.
And he really prayed on the top of that structure with us to receive the Lord.
Amen.
He was so impressed with the matter of the human spirit, that you can be around religion, but if you never receive the Lord into your spirit, it can all be vanity.
Amen.
And he immediately saw this, and he was even burdened for his family.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. But we were still burdened. Then after that was when we were burdened. We were saying, "Lord, baptize him." And then we said, "Lord, bring him to a home meeting." We started coming to a few home meetings. And we prayed, "Lord, pray for some regular contact. What about getting into the Bible?" And actually, the whole semester there was a fight. This was two-thirds of the way through the semester we got saved. It was a fight. He had a real militaristic dad who wouldn't really let him come to a lot of things, and he's a very diligent student. So it was really hard. But finally, at the end of the semester, towards the end of the semester, we begin getting a regular time reading the Bible with him.
Amen.
We started going through some beginner Christian literature, and it was just such a wonderful time. We were praying that he would clearly see the revelation of his human spirit, and then we started praying he would touch his spirit each time. Yeah. And I don't know where Craig is. We've been just reading with Craig every week. He's been touching his spirit. We know that. We've been calling, prayer reading, and he's just jumping right in. And now, you know, now we're still praying. He needs to be baptized. Lord, Amen. Baptize Diego.
Amen.
Amen. Lord, he needs his vision expanded. He needs Amen. To see more. Amen. But hallelujah, each time we see him, we just dispense more. Just, you know, like a it's like a piggy bank. Each time we see him, just a little nickel. Just put more in, but there's just weight accumulating in him.
Amen. Amen. How about this pray? Baptize Diego.
Amen. Baptize Diego.
Okay, let's read C all together. We need the prayer.
We need the prayer of the Jews and Greeks, which is the binding and releasing prayer.
So really, this combines intercession, which we've really covered, and also the great matter of twos and threes. Stephen spoke to us briefly from Matthew 18, that it's actually not the prayer of an individual that can bind and loose, but there is a certain power in the matter of two or three. And I just wanted to share this verse, familiar to a lot of us, in Deuteronomy 32:30. One chases 1,000. How many does two chase? 2,000? Yes, 10,000. So there's a fivefold divine synergistic power. Hallelujah. The prayer of an individual pales in comparison, really, to the prayer of a vital group. And he really needs the groups of intercessors on the college campuses. This is too great. Now let's read all together on one there.
In the Jews or Greeks, we have to bind the binding one, Satan, and we have to release the slain one, the one bound by Satan. We are prayer in harmony.
Just wanted to share something very quickly. The reason that twos and threes are so crucial, though, is because the fact remains that we're up against a certain power that is in contradiction to the gospel. You know, men do not reject the gospel because of the content of the gospel. You know, Felipe, would you like to receive the eternal life of God, the Creator?
Amen.
No? Creator of heaven and earth, resurrection life, conquering Satan, sin, death. Would you like that one? Felipe had the best answer, but I've talked to a lot of people that say, no thanks. Or if they're your friends, why are you being so spiritual all of a sudden? No, no. You know, the content of the gospel, though, it's rich, it's full of life,
Amen.
It's encouraging. Men do not reject it because of its content, but because they're bound by the enemy. And the prayers of twos or threes in the companionships will shake the enemy.
Amen.
The demons will tremble at the prayers of twos or threes.
Amen.
We can bind the enemy and loose the captives in his house.
Amen.
And did we read two altogether? Let's read two. We should not. So Stephen, maybe just 2 minutes, something like that.
Praise the Lord. Just had a little experience this last year. We started in the summer, me and a few brothers, and we just came together to form a Bible group, and we just began to pray twice a week.
Amen.
And it was really good. And during that prayer time, we made a list of certain ones to pray for. And we just prayed persistently, you know, every week for those ones. And over the course of the year, I noticed that the ones that we prayed for, it didn't happen right away, but over the course of the year, there was a positive experience that happened, is that, you know, these ones that we prayed for, we realized, you know, they're coming to the meetings more, and they're, you know, some of them got baptized and whatnot, so it was really good. But of course, you have to realize that when you come together in twos and threes, the enemy will come in to attack you, surely. So, sure enough, you know, even our Valo group, one of them ended up stopped coming. And so we just came and we just just prayed for that brother, you know. And, you know, humanly, sometimes you're just like, oh, that brother's lost, you know. you know, he's not going to come back, you know. So, but we just kept praying.
Amen.
And, you know, like I said, it doesn't always happen right away. And you have to realize that.
Amen.
You just got to keep praying because that's what the Lord is testing. He's testing our faith.
Amen.
And so, you know, even so we pray for that brother. And I've just noticed over this, you know, last year, like, it didn't happen right away, but he just started coming more to the college meetings and retreat and even the training now. So it was really good. Just, you know, there's a bunch of other examples as well, but just try to keep it short. So,
amen.
Yeah,
amen.
Just, we just got to keep praying, you know, to bind the enemy.
Amen.
Amen.
Keep praying, brothers, and not to give up.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's all read Roman numeral 2 together with the exercise of our spirit.
Amen. We need to persevere in prayer. Praying that God would open to us the door for the word to speak the mystery of Christ.
Christ. In Colossians 4:2, Paul mentions persevere in prayer and watching in it with thanksgiving. Paul in 4:2 charges us to persevere in prayer. Here the word persevere is to continue steadfastly, earnestly, persistently. You know, we all have experienced perseverance, but often in a negative things. We have our concepts, but we persevere in our old concepts. But Lord Jesus, because the perseverance of prayers, it involves a battle, a fight between God and Satan. So as believers in Christ, we want to take God's side to fight Satan. So last night we've heard, we hate Satan.
Amen.
We love God.
Amen.
We want to side God. But in order to be on the side, God's side, we need to persevere in prayer.
Amen.
Because the persevering prayer is needed, because the whole world, the course of the world, it's contrary to God. It's a current trend against God's will. So there is a need on our behalf to persevere in prayer. Give you an illustration like rowing a boat upstream. How much power do we need to row upstream? So, if we don't persevere in prayer, we are easily carried away downstream. So, we need to see the significance of the persevering in prayer.
Amen.
So, the entire universe, I want to stress it again and again, the entire universe under Satan's influence. Lord, we want to be under God's influence.
Amen.
Okay, let's, brothers, read A under Roman number 2.
We need to budget our time, setting aside 2 or 3 times a week for the prayer companions.
Amen. Sisters on B.
We need to make a list of our acquaintances, including our relatives, neighbors, friends, schoolmates, and colleagues, and pray over that name list.
And all together on C.
We should write down their names in our record book and continually bring them to the Lord through prayer. A record book will help us know whether or not our prayers are answered, and will help us to be specific and persistent in our prayers.
I really appreciate the fellowship last night with Brother Samuel and Scott. And if you recall his testimony, as a student, he had a burden for his classmate, for his friend. He had a hard time as an individual. And often we have, this is our experience, there's a fear, there's a battle inside. And the enemy, Satan, hates that. because God's desire all men to be saved.
Amen.
So we have friends for a reason. So God can use us to save our friends. But for this, there is a need of perseverance in prayer. So that's why we need twos and threes. Twos and threes to pray for our classmates. So we need to have specific names and come together in twos and threes, pray in perseverance, fighting. And we have these three brothers will come out to share their experience praying for new one.
Amen.
to bring that one to salvation. And there's a struggle, but they are persevering in prayers.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Okay, praise the Lord. Such a wonderful training. Okay, so what we saw yesterday, that we need to have a burden for our friends. And this morning, I was spending time with the Lord, and He just told me, we need to have a desperation in our being. When we were enjoying last night up here, we were all so released and so exercised. And that was just the most joyful time in our entire lives. You see, that is the only true satisfaction. And how can we not want that for all of our friends?
Amen.
And so this morning, the Lord just touched me. You need to be desperate for Amen. Every single one of your friends.
Amen.
And so our testimony is that we have a very close friend. And we grew up, or we went to high school with a group of about 8 of us that became very close and very connected through our school. And she grew up a Catholic for 18 years. And probably y'all have some experience with Catholicism, but it's very traditional and ritualistic, and there's not that much life and enjoyment. And so, they're going to share a little bit more about the prayer, but I was considering and I was thinking, God's sovereign arrangement is seen very much so in who our friends are. And the Lord sovereignly arranges, the triune God arranges every single one of your friends. The ones that are in your classes, the ones you sit next to in your chemistry courses, every single person is arranged by the triune God.
Amen.
And you know, saints, when we realize that, we'll see that not only do we need to bring them, or not only are they there for us, but the triune God put them there.
Amen.
This is not a light thing. This is not like, oh, I arbitrarily sat next to this person. No, in eternity, the triune God placed that person right next to you.
Amen.
So when you see that, you'll have a desperation for them.
Amen.
There was so much, but I'll let them share.
Amen.
Amen. The Lord has predestined people.
Amen.
Just to share on prayer, we really got to experience the twos and threes praying. When we were, me and Michael were in Poland, and Tim were in Poland together, and Michael and I were in the same room, and Michael and I and two other brothers just got a chance to write names down to our friends and just to pray. And through that prayer, the sister Tim was talking about was on our prayer list. And through that prayer, through that week, and through continuous prayers throughout the rest of the school year and from then on out, I fully believe that through that prayer, the Lord saved our sister.
Amen.
Amen.
It's so real that twos and threes, you know, regardless of who your companions are, you know, if you have twos and threes over here and twos and threes over here, like I have some companions from LA, some companions from OCC, you know, just companions to pray with regardless of where they are. Really makes a difference, because when you pray with other saints, it's so strong, it's so powerful. You can just tap into this, oh, Christ power.
Amen.
Hallelujah for prayer.
Amen.
Oh Lord, I just love bringing up names of my friends.
Amen.
Especially this one sister that's here. It was just so enjoyable.
Amen.
And then we have a group of friends, right? And so we want to save the others that are left.
Yeah.
And,
amen.
And my testimony is that every time I bring up one brother named David, or he's not a brother yet, but he will be.
Not yet.
But
hallelujah.
Every time I bring up his name, I have this sense within that the Lord will gain the victory.
Amen.
And it's just so enjoyable, and it's such a supply.
Amen.
Oh man, I don't know how to describe. Like every time, I just feel like Satan's gonna get crushed.
Amen.
So, but it's through this prayer we need to. Have this desperate prayer with our companions.
Amen.
The saints. And, oh, Lord, I just so burdened that we just pray in the twos and threes.
Amen. Amen. Oh.
One more thing. Praise the Lord. The sister that we had mentioned, saying she received the triune God.
Amen.
And she is here with us this weekend.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Save David.
Amen.
Amen. You know, brothers and sisters, this is not a theory. This is real. This is experiential. But we need to persevere in prayer. I just want to repeat again and again, persevere in prayer. But by ourselves, it's hard. But we have brothers and sisters. We can be together and pray. And even myself, I have experience where I had a burden for someone, and he was an unbeliever. And I did pray on my own, but it was hard. So one of my companions said, we pray together once a week, and I open up this matter concerning my other friend. And through the prayer, the Lord had a way to save this one. You know, if you can imagine how much energy needs to row the boat upstream, it's the same, our prayer. The prayer is the engine, the power for us to go upstream.
Amen.
You know, Paul in Philippians says, I can do all things who empowers me.
Amen.
We have this power in our spirit.
Amen.
And when we get together, pray in one accord, the Lord must answer our prayer.
Amen.
Because this prayer initiated by Him.
Right.
So He must save our friends. Because the friend that we have, they are created according to God's image. With the purpose that God gets into that man. So he needs us. He needs you. Apparently you are in a class taking courses. But actually, all your classmates, they are prepared by the Lord to be in your classroom. And in John 4:35, like Brother Scott mentioned, lift up your eyes. Your friends are ready to receive the Lord.
Amen.
They are ready. They are arranged by the Lord to be in your classmates. The Lord needs our cooperation. And He needs us in twos and threes to pray for our classmates. So for this, we have to pray. And, you know, 1 Corinthians 15:17, it says, Paul, unceasingly pray. But we have in the Old Testament with Daniel, he prayed three times, in the morning, noon, and evening. Even we see a record in Acts 10, Peter prayed at a certain time. So I don't know if, I'm sure you have many experiences. When you decide to start to pray, the enemy right away comes in to frustrate. I have many experiences. I do pray 5 minutes in the morning, noon, and 5 minutes in the evening. And I guarantee you, every time I pray, I get a text message. So this is indication that we are on the right track. Our prayer is so crucial. Our prayer defeats the enemy.
Amen.
If we are just Christian, passively, the enemy will not attack us. As soon as we determine that from this day on, I want to be a praying person, I will pray, Lord, I call heaven and earth to witness. From this day on, I want to be a praying person. You know, 6 o'clock or whatever time you wake up, 6, 7, I want to give 5 minutes in the morning, 5 minutes in noon, and 5 minutes in the evening. Try this, experiment it. It's real. The Lord will use you.
Amen.
He must use you.
Amen.
He can't use anybody else but the students in order to gain your classmates. And you can... You know, I mentioned, I will pray. I will be such a person. And then on the other hand, we cannot make it. We say, Lord, I consecrate this prayer time to you. I cannot do it. You must remind me. You do it. This is a big responsibility. I just clearly hand this responsibility over to you. Don't you think He will answer that?
Amen.
Don't you think He will wake you up morning by morning?
Amen.
How about that prayer vow you consecrated? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
How about we all read D? Brothers 1 and sisters 2.
Among God's children, prayer is the one thing that is most easily attacked.
If we place a high value on our prayer life, we would watch unto it and arrange time for it. No matter how busy we may be, we would still have time to pray.
You know, probably most of you are familiar with Daniel, despite of the hour situation. Even the opposers, they gathered together against Daniel. But it didn't change the fact that he prayed 3 times a day. And the hour situation did not affect him. So in Ephesians 6:18, it says that by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance.
Amen.
Prayer requires perseverance.
Amen.
So we have 2 sisters. They have wonderful testimonies.
Amen. Praise the Lord for the 2s and 3s.
Amen.
Susie, my Bible companion. I'm so happy that I had the opportunity to share my experience, because I'm so burdened for the college students to really enter into vital companionship.
Amen.
And I think the best thing to know is just to know that there's a battle going on, right? And even as individual Christians, when we take the Lord in, you realize that you're inviting in a life of war, right? A battlefield. It's not just the Lord. You know, unfortunately, there's a force that's fighting equally as hard to hinder us, right? So I think that when you decide to be joined with someone and to become vitalized and to bear the burden, you have to realize that the enemy, that's the biggest threat to the enemy. You know, he's trying twice as hard now. And I think for Susie and I, we had quite a semester. And one thing that we kept opening to our full-timers, that consistency was probably the hardest. Because, you know, that when as soon as you do set that time, you know, in the morning, 6 a.m., you know, when you do set that time, you know, it's not by coincidence that you don't hear the phone call or that something happens. That, you know, it's just not a coincidence. You really have to fight to spend that time.
Amen.
And to really, you know, touch your mingled spirit with your companion.
Amen.
Yeah. So anyways, that was just my experience was that when we did get to finally get to our prayer, it was so glorious. It was so joyous. The Lord answered so many prayers, and we continue to see His work.
Amen.
But it really does require perseverance, and I would say consistency would be our experience, because it is the fuel. You know, if you're going up and then for one day, but then a week you don't, you're not going to go up. You're just going to stay. You're going to go backwards. So, yeah, if there's one thing that one sentence I enjoyed was the best way to deal with Satan is to learn to enjoy Christ as your portion.
Amen.
Like my sister shredded out, I'm really burdened for every single one of us in this room to get into vital companionship.
Amen.
Like, this semester has been amazing, has been glorious, and that's all to Christ.
Amen.
And that's all for Him joining me to my vital companion.
Amen.
And definitely, it's not easy. It's not going to be, because any time you start going this way, the enemy just wants to knock you down. He wants you on the ground. He wants to spit on you. He wants to hurt you. And that's why you need your vital companion to
Amen.
Fight for you.
Amen.
And that's why, more of my testimony, I didn't come from a Christian background. And even sometimes it's so hard just even in my house to call on the name of the Lord. But this is why you just got to keep going.
Amen.
Like, you can't let the enemy get away with this. You can't let him cheat us.
Like, Amen.
Like, that's why vitals are so important. This is why 2s and 3s are stressed a lot. Because we can't go on with ourselves. like the Christian life is not an individual life.
Amen.
It's a union with Christ and the body.
Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, we as Christians, we are members of one another. We cannot go on our own. So especially our prayer time. So in conclusion, when we come to the Lord individually or corporately, we come before the Lord. The prayer time is to touch the Lord, to be in His presence. So when we are in His presence, He has full of burdens, full of desires, not for our, for us, but those who are around us. So our main burden when we come to the Lord, first we need to touch Him. Touch Him and to be touched by Him. So when we are in His presence, He's more than willing to infuse Himself to us, His burden. And then with this burden, we have burden initiated by God. And we bring this burden to our twos and threes. We said, I have this burden. And with harmony between twos and threes, the Lord in our midst. And we pray in a persistent way. And especially not one time. We need to have a specific time designated for prayer time. Not only individually, but also in twos and threes. If you can get through this prayer time, week by week, I guarantee you the Lord will answer many prayers. Why He would answer His prayers? Because this prayer initially initiated by Him. And His desire that all men to be saved and come to the full knowledge of the truth. Dear brothers and sisters, this is it's a battle. So if we want to be on God's side, prepare for an attack. So the enemy will not... even he's persisting against us, mainly, particularly against our prayer life. Right. We need to pray again and again, remind ourselves, remind one another, right. Lord, keep me, remind me. I want to be a man of prayer.
Amen.
I want to be a praying person.
Amen.
And this is doable. Dear saints, this is not theory. This is real. I believe we have many testimonies. Okay, let's read the focus together. And then I want to give some time for you all to share. If you have experiences, it will be very good, very encouraging to all of us. So let's read focus together. Maybe standing.